You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is hosting an overdose prevention workshop this week. The event will take place on Thursday from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Library and is meant to honor Overdose Awareness Day later this week. Anyone who attends the event will receive training on how to administer Narcan and other things they can do to help prevent an overdose. Health officials are encouraging interested residents to register online by Wednesday, but walk-ins will also be welcome to attend. A group of Menominee community members organizing against a proposed data center on recently annexed land held their first meeting over the weekend and were joined by Mayor Randy Knack. While speaking during the meeting, Mayor Knack said the city council made a mistake by voting in favor of annexation and rezoning the land. The group is currently circulating an online petition against the proposed data center and are preparing to bring their concerns to other local officials. Construction on the data center would not begin until at least 2027. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released $1.5 million in funding for the Driver Education Grant Program. The program was established in 2023 to provide low-income high school students with the money needed to cover classroom and behind-the-wheel training. $6 million is available through the program annually and is distributed directly to driving schools. Officials say the grant program has already helped around 10,000 students receive driver education, providing them with better access to employment and educational opportunities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to avoid placing their deer stands in or near ash trees this hunting season. Ash trees across the state have been infected by the invasive emerald ash borer, which could cause large branches to snap or drop due to the damage they've sustained. Falling from a tree stand is the most common way that hunters suffer serious injuries while outdoors. To protect themselves, hunters should always use a full body harness and use a haul line to raise their unloaded firearm or bow into their stand. The Polk County Public Health Department has issued a water advisory for Big Butternut Lake due to a blue-green algae bloom. Officials are warning area residents to check the water before swimming for things like streakiness and discoloration. The bacteria can pose potential health risks to people and animals in high levels, including stomach issues, fevers, or muscle weakness. While the bacteria is always present at low levels in lakes and streams, they can become abundant in shallow, undisturbed, and warm waters that receive a lot of sunlight. The Barron Police Department is raising money for the family of Officer Bennett Mitchell Smith, who died unexpectedly while off duty last week. Smith had been with the department since January of 2024. His death remains under investigation, and the department has requested assistance from other area agencies. The fundraiser is available online, and the money will go to Smith's family as well as towards raising awareness for mental health in law enforcement. As of Monday, the fundraiser had brought in about $13,000 of its $30,000 goal. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking input from community members on a proposed bridge improvement project in Barron County. The project will see four bridges on or over U.S. Highway 53 between the Cameron and Haugen interchanges rehabilitated. The rehabilitation work is currently scheduled to begin in 2028 and would require periodic single-lane closures in the area over the course of 3 months. Area residents can find more information on the projects on the DOT's website and can share public input until this Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Department of Public Instruction are reminding residents about School Transportation Safety Week. The new initiative is meant to remind residents about proper safety practices during the school year, with different safety messages shared on social media each day. Drivers should remember to follow posted speed limits and the instructions of crossing guards, as well as stopping for red flashing school bus lights. Parents should also teach their teenage kids about the importance of driving safely in school parking lots. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for dairy processor grants. According to a press release, eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in the state. The grant funding can be used to address a wide variety of business needs, including staff training, food safety improvements, and even expanding or modernizing plants. Recipients could get up to $50,000 in grant funding per project, and applications must be submitted to the agency by September 17th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to be wary of scams involving artificial intelligence. Scammers have been using AI chatbots as part of their efforts to obtain personal information or money from potential victims. The ability of chatbots to simulate conversations allows the scammers to target more victims. Residents should be on the lookout for the usual signs of a potential scam, like the scammers trying to create a sense of urgency by threatening consequences for failing to provide that personal information or payment. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game two tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the sixth. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the sixth inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Isa Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Martin helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay. Then I think we can continue. All right.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated 18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with 15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with 9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films' Fantastic Four First Steps with 5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eeny Meeny follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another beautiful day today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon and just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and just a little warmer with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.